It's Tuned to Yesterday, showcasing programs from radio's yesteryear. I'm your host, Mark Levonier. Welcome. Coming up in this hour, romance. Later on, we hear the story Summer Saw on the show Romance, but right now it's the Hallmark Playhouse. With actors Charles Bickford, Gloria Blondell, Lorene Tuttle, and William Tracy, this CBS broadcast heard on May 26, 1949. It's the story, The Barker.
Remember, a Hallmark card when you care enough to send the very best. Tonight, from Hollywood, the makers of Hallmark greeting cards bring you Charles Bickford in Kenyon Nicholson's The Barker on the Hallmark Playhouse. Each week, Hallmark will bring you Hollywood's greatest stars in outstanding stories chosen by one of the world's best-known authors, the distinguished novelist, Mr. James Hilton.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is James Hilton. Tonight on our Hallmark Playhouse, we present our dramatization of a play that portrays a familiar slice of American life. It is The Barker by Mr. Kenyon Nicholson, and it has the fascinating background of a carnival. I suppose there's nobody who doesn't enjoy a carnival for its color, gaiety, and high spirits under the summer skies. The carnival is a world of its own, with its own glamour, its own nostalgias, its own excitement, passions, and heartaches. Mr. Nicholson has captured all this with much skill. And no wonder, because, well, you know, it's rare to find a university professor traveling with a carnival. And it's equally rare to find a carnival man who is a professor of dramatic composition at a university. But Mr. Nicholson is this rarity, and the result is a very fine play. We are happy to have in the starring role that excellent actor, Mr. Charles Bickford. And now, Frank Goss, have you a word about Hallmark?
Hallmark is the name to remember when you want to remember your friends for birthdays, weddings, anniversaries, holidays. There is a quality about Hallmark cards that whispers good taste. And you'll send them with pride, for that identifying Hallmark on the back adds meaning. It says you cared enough to send the very best. Now, Hallmark Playhouse, presenting Kenyon Nicholson's The Barker, starring Charles Bickford.
Attraction of Colonel Gowrie's Big City Show. The biggest show for the money that has ever played your beautiful little city. On the inside, you'll see Princess Kalima, the bride of sunny Honolulu, playing and singing haunting melodies from those far-off islands of the Pacific.
Show tonight, kid.
Thanks. Say, what's this dance we're going to?
It's some local fraternal order. We gotta go. It's good for business. I like that dress. Makes your eyes look blue.
They are blue. Nifty, when are we going to get married?
Ah, look, kid. Don't start that again. We'll never get to the dance.
It's been 6 years tonight since we got engaged. Do you realize that?
I told you then you were crazy to accept me. I got a kid to put through college before I can think about getting married again. The law college. It's going to cost me plenty. Gee, that kid's a wonder. Got brains, too. And living on the farm with his grandparents has made him a regular husky.
Nifty, I'd be glad to help out on the kid's college.
Oh, I got to do it. He isn't your responsibility, Carrie. He's mine. Look, baby, I don't blame you for getting impatient. But I wouldn't blame you for walking out.
Nifty, I'd never walk out on you. You know that.
Hey, Nifty, you in there with Carrie?
Yep. What is it, Hap?
There's a friend of yours out here. Can I send him in?
Sure. Who is it?
Hello, Dad.
Chris. Well, I'll be hanged. Where's your hat?
Well, that's a fine way to welcome your long-lost son, I must say.
Carrie, this is Chris.
Hi.
Chris, this is Carrie.
Hi, Sue.
What the heck are you doing here? What'd you do, run off from your grandpa and grandma?
No, they knew I was leaving. I got lonesome to see you. So I took the first freight out for here.
You hopped a freight? What's the good of me shelling out good money to get you educated if you're going to be a bum?
Dad, school's let out for the summer. Seemed to me it was time we got acquainted. I thought you'd be glad to see me.
Well, it isn't that I'm not glad to see you, but I don't want you mixed up in this kind of life. You're going to be a lawyer. Got to have a little class to you. You're 19 now, ain't you?
Going on 20, Dad. I'm like you. I don't want to be stuck on a farm. I want to travel. You run the show for Colonel Gowdy. I thought maybe you'd get him to give me a job.
You forgetting about being a lawyer?
Oh, no, I'm going to be a lawyer like you want me to. And after I've been on the road for a summer, I'll be good and ready to get down to studying again. You see if I won't.
Well, if you did stay, it'd be only be for the summer. You'd have to work.
Thanks, Dad. I'll work. I'll do anything.
It's going to be a great summer. A great summer.
Sure is.
Sure it is. Come on, kid. I'll get you settled.
What about that dam?
It's too late now. That boat sailed.
Yeah. That's what I'm afraid of.
Hiya, Dad. I finished sawing this pile of lumber for the new booth.
Good for you.
And am I starved.
Well, lunch is only 15 minutes off. You like the carnival as much as you thought you would?
Oh, I like it more. What a way to live. Every week, a new part of the country. New people, new sights. Every time you come to you, you fall in love with your country all over again.
Yeah, it's a pretty good country.
And the folks in the carnival, they're swell. You're lucky to have a girl like Carrie.
Oh, wait a minute.
Did you think I didn't know about Carrie? All you have to do is see you two together. You know, seeing you two together has made me realize what a girl like that can mean in your life.
Don't you go getting a lot of ideas. You're just a romantic kid imagining a lot of things. Carrie, I've been thinking things over. And I decided the only thing to do is lay our cards on the table. You and me have been palling together for some time, and... But... Well, it comes down to this. We're through.
Oh.
Understand this isn't something I'm doing on the spur of the moment, but... Well, there are other things to consider. We gotta call it a day, that's all.
Oh, Nifty, you don't mean that. What have I done? What have I said? You want me to get along better with a kid? You want me to...
No. Well, it's just not going to work out, that's all.
Missy, I don't even want to live without you. I don't know what I'd do without you.
Don't get me wrong. I'm not ditching you as far as the show's concerned. You're a swell little dancer. You can have your job as long as I'm boss of the outfit. All I mean is the you and me part of it.
Nifty, no, don't do this to me. All the plans we've made.
Harry, I don't like this any better than you do. It's the way things have to be, and that's all there is to it. I've got to think of Chris.
Chris? Oh, so that's it. I'm not good enough for your precious Chris.
Harry, try to understand.
Oh, get out. Get out. You said what you came to say. Now get out of here. Get out.
Okay,
Harry.
Harry, what's happened? What's the matter?
Lucas, Chris. We're through.
Oh, is that all? Well, don't cry like that. You make up before the show. You always do.
No, not this time. Oh, Lou, you think I was dirt under his feet. It's that kid. Everything was all right until that kid walked in here.
Yeah. Two of them make me sick with their fine airs.
Someday that kid will show it. Someday he'll find out what it's like to love someone and then have them walk out on you.
Wait till that kid falls for some girl.
All I hope is I'm around to see it. Wait. That's an idea. Maybe Nifty would come back to me.
Lou, would you do it?
Would I do it?
Would you help me get the kid away from Nifty?
Oh, now, wait a minute. He's too young for me.
He's older than you are. Listen, I've seen the kid looking at you. He's got a crush on you now. Lou, if you had the snake, you'd blow the show tomorrow, wouldn't you?
I sure would.
Oh, if you'll make this kid fall for you, I'll give you $100.
$100?
Will you do it?
I'd sure be a sucker not to try, wouldn't I?
Well,
Wolf. I was just watching the people shoot the ducks. None of the customers seem to be doing very well.
I bet you could hit one right away. Cap, you're not very busy. Give Chris a gun.
Well, Lou. Here you are, Chris.
Go ahead, try it. See, I told you could do it.
Gee, it was easy.
Hand the gentleman down at Cupid's Arms.
Oh, no, thanks, Hap. Thanks for the shooting.
Don't mention it.
It's a beautiful night, isn't it?
It sure is.
What did you used to do back home on nights like this?
Oh, I'd go over to my girl's house.
A special girl?
No, whatever girl it happened to be. And we'd go for a walk and talk.
Do you feel like taking a walk tonight?
I sure do. If you'll come with me.
Well, let's go.
Sorry, Dad.
I told you to get up and build them jacks. If you want to stay around here, you got to brace up and take more interest in what's going on. If you get to bed nights, you wouldn't be so groggy mornings. Where'd you go last night after we shut down here? I looked around for you.
Oh, I was nowheres in particular. I took a walk.
Look, I don't mean to be nosy, Chris, but I'm counting on you. You and me hit it off pretty good. There's no reason why, after you get to be a lawyer, we can't settle down somewheres together. I've got plans for us, Chris. Just think how nice it'll be to have an office of your own. People coming to you to get them out of trouble. More dough than you'll know what to do with. Come on, Chris. Let's be pals. What do you say?
Aren't we, Dad?
These last few days, I'm not sure. I'm not sure, Chris.
The Ferris wheel in the carnival down there. Looks like a kid's toy, doesn't it?
Yeah. It's like another world up here on top of the hill.
You know, it's funny. I always knew that someday there'd be one special girl. But I thought I'd have to look for a long time. I never dreamed I'd find you so soon.
Chris, there's something I gotta tell you.
The only thing I want you to tell me is... Yes, I'll marry you, Chris.
Don't, Chris. There's something you've got to listen to. Something I've got to tell you.
You mean about Carrie and $100?
You know about that?
Honest people who live in tents don't really have secrets from each other. It doesn't matter how it started. All that matters is how we take it from here.
Oh, Chris, I don't know what to say to you.
I told you what to say.
I'm not good enough for you.
That isn't what I want to hear.
Oh, Chris, what am I going to do with you?
Just love me?
I do. I do love you, Chris.
Then will you marry me, Lou?
Oh, Lou, thank you so much. I loved you.
Well, I guess that calls for a kiss.
I thought so. Yes. Thought you were putting something over on me, sneaking off up here, didn't you? But I followed you. Get out, Lou. I want to talk to Chris.
Go ahead, honey.
All right, Chris. I'll see you back at camp.
I'm glad you followed us, Dad. I'm glad you know about Lou and me. I was wondering how to tell you. Dad, I'm in love with Lou.
In love?
And Lou's in love with me.
You bet she is. She loves you so much, she took $100 to get you to fall for her. You didn't know that, did you?
Yes, I knew it. She was doing it for Carrie. Someone had to do something for Carrie when you walked out on her.
Carrie's my business.
You thought you were too good for it, didn't you? You think you're too good for everyone in the carnival. Well, okay, I guess that makes you too good for me, too.
No, I'm not too good for them. This is my life. These are my people. But they're not yours. You're going to be a lawyer. You're going to be a big man with important friends. You're going to marry the right kind of girls and the right kind of family.
Dad, you got Lou all wrong. She told me about the $100 herself. She wasn't going to take the money.
Well, she'd better. She'll need it. She's fired. That's right. We don't want her with the show anymore.
Who doesn't want her? You?
I'm the boss of this show, and I say she's through.
Then I'm going with her.
You're doing no such thing.
You can't make me stay.
You'll see whether I can make you or not. You're my son, and you'll do what I say.
I thought you were my friend as well as my father.
I'm being your friend now, if you only had sense enough to realize it.
You're not going to break Lou and me up. No matter what you try, you're not going to break us up.
No? Well, just watch me. Just watch me.
James Hilton will return to present the second act of The Barker, starring Charles Bickford. But first, why didn't someone think of that before? You know, I think that's what you're going to say when you see your first Hallmark bouquet. For Hallmark bouquets are something brand new and beautiful, the most delightfully different greeting card you've ever seen. There's a Hallmark bouquet for that very particular anniversary or birthday, for a special get-well cheer, or just for a friendly greeting. For every occasion that warrants extra thought and care. And you'll find these exclusive Hallmark bouquets at the Friendly Store where you buy your Hallmark cards. Now, James Hilton and the second act of Kenyon Nicholson's The Barker, starring Charles Bickford.
The next morning, Chris and Lou slipped away from the carnival and got married in the office of the Justice of the Peace. They came back then to face what they knew they had to face. Lou was alone in her tent when Misty walked in.
I just talked to Chris. Tell me what you've done. I ought to shove my fist right down your throat.
No, you're trying to scare me, Misty. Well, scare easy.
What's your game?
I haven't got any game. I married him because I love him.
You're loving him, it's all the more reason for letting him go. He's not your kind. He's only a green country kid that doesn't know the score. Lou, he'll never forgive you for tricking him into marrying
him. I didn't trick him. Ask him yourself. Talk to him. Tell him anything you want about me. See if you can make him change his mind.
You leave me alone with him?
Sure. Are you packed, Lou?
Oh.
Your daddy doesn't seem to fancy me as a daughter-in-law.
Chris, I want to talk to you. Lou, you know what you said.
I'll be outside, honey, if you want me.
Where are you going?
I told him I'd step out while he has his say.
He can say it in front of you. Anything he has to say to one of us is for both of us now. What's on your mind, Dad? What did you want to say?
Nothing. Nothing at all. Go away with her. Don't ever let me see you again. She's got you, she can keep you. You ain't worth saving.
Okay. If that's the way you feel about it, okay. Come on, Lou.
So long, Misty.
Hey! Hey! Get out!
You're hitting my arm.
Just one question I want you to answer, and if you lie to me, I'll kill you. You get Lou to take him away from me, did you? Answer me.
No.
You're lying. You know you are.
Nifty.
Nifty, what are you doing? Let go of her.
Oh. He tried to kill me.
Get out.
Hey, what's going on in here?
It was nothing, Colonel Gowdy. Just a little fat.
Go to your tent, Gary. Nifty, you run this show for me. If you don't want Carrie here, all you have to do is to say so, and we'll fire her. But we can't have scenes like this going on.
I don't care what you do with her now. I'm leaving, Colonel.
You know you don't mean that, Nifty. I need you. Haven't I always played square with you?
Yeah, but I'm going just the same. I can't stand it here any longer.
Oh, but Nifty, look. Save the season out.
Okay. So when the season's over, I'm through.
Nifty, you picked one heck of a night to get out of show business. Yeah, listen to that rain.
It's going to clear up before showtime.
How do you know?
Have I ever missed?
Well, by the law of averages, you've got to miss sometime.
Where's Doc? I said I'd go over the spiel with him.
Oh, Doc's never going to draw the customers like you do. He belongs right where he is in the pinball confession. Oh, Nifty, give it another chance. You're going to miss it.
I know it happened. I'm going to miss a lot of things. I'm going to miss the lights and the smell of the popcorn and the peanuts. I'm going to miss the look of the town when we're setting up the show in the early morning. I'm going to miss the faces of the little kids staring up at you and planking down their 10 cents. I'm going to miss that holiday air that comes in with the customers. And I'm going to miss all the gang. The ribbings and the beefings that go on, as well as the good times. Yep. I'm going to miss it all.
You shouldn't leave, Nifty. This is where you belong.
Well, I'm leaving.
Nifty, I got a card from Lou and Chris. They're okay.
What the heck do I care?
I'll just leave it here on the table. Maybe you'd like to look at it before you go.
Nifty.
What do you want, Carrie?
I knew you didn't want to see me. But I had to come all the same. I want to talk to you.
We got nothing to say.
Look, I'm getting out of here. But I don't see why, after all these weeks, you two can't get some sense in your heads and part friends. See you later.
What have you got to say to me?
Well, first of all, I'm not here with any idea of getting you to make it up with me. I just wanted to say that even though you have kicked me off the show, I'm sorry. I didn't think too much about what I was doing when I got Lou to go after Chris.
Yeah? Well, it's a little late for postmortem.
I know you won't forgive me, but I had to say it anyhow. I'm sorry. Good luck, Nifty.
Hey, Nifty! What do you think? It stopped raining. It's clear and all.
Hey, Nifty. Hey, you want to hear me do the spiel?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, all right. Ladies and gentlemen, step right up. You're now standing in front of the big feature show, the Midway. The biggest show.
Carrie, you going on tonight?
No, you know you put one of the other girls in the park.
Well, just for old time's sake, maybe you better go on.
Oh, Nifty.
Well, don't stand there blubbering. Go get your costume on.
Thanks, Nifty.
The biggest show of the money that I ever played your town.
Put some steam into it. Don't just talk words. Get right down and tell them about it. Believe it yourself.
Yeah, sure. Now, introducing Princess, Kalima, the bride of Sunny Honolulu.
Well, he's dying on his feet.
Nick, you shouldn't ever have taken him away from the pinball concession.
Get a big show for the man who's never played your beautiful little city.
Oh, get up there, Nifty, and show him how to do it.
Yeah, step right up. On the inside, you...
On the inside, ladies and gentlemen, as my assistant has been telling you, you'll see Princess Kalima, the pride of sunny Honolulu.
You sure saved the day. And if you'll reconsider your going away, I'll give you a quarter interest in the show.
Well, I have missed my train. And I wouldn't want to see the show go on the rocks.
Good, good. I'll hurry over to my wagon to make out the contract. Now, don't go away.
Hello, Harry.
Harry.
Yes?
Your job's yours if you still want it.
Thanks.
You, Well, there happens to be a dance at the Moose Hall that the Colonel thinks we should take in.
Nifty.
I have got a card from Chris and Lou. Right here. Lou's got a job hoofing it in a nightclub. Chris is working in an office. Carrie, a law office.
He's going to get there yet.
You bet he is. Since he's married and settled down, I don't see any reason why his old man shouldn't be. We both made mistakes, Carrie. I almost made the biggest one of all tonight. This is where I belong. This is home. You're my girl. And baby, if you'll have me, it's gonna be you and me in the Midway from here on in. Yeah. From here on in.
Here again is James Hilton.
It's very exciting to hear a character portrayed just as you imagined when you first read the play. And, Mr. Bickford, I want to thank you for giving me this experience tonight.
It's a pleasure for me, too. And thanks to Lorene Tuttle, Gloria Blondell, Bill Tracy, and the rest of the cast. You know, I look forward every week to the fine programs you have on the Hallmark Playhouse. In fact, it's pretty hard to forget Hallmark under any conditions. You see, those greeting cards of yours are such constant reminders of very pleasant associations.
Well, that's very nice of you to say, Mr. Bickford. It's good to know you've enjoyed being here as much as we've enjoyed having you. And we hope you'll be listening next week when we present A.B. Schifrin's I Like It Here, starring Paul Lucas. Our Hallmark Playhouse is every Thursday. Our director-producer is D. Engelbach. Our music is composed and conducted by Lynn Murray. And our script tonight was adapted by Gene Holloway. Ladies and gentlemen, for 27 years, America has remembered her disabled servicemen by wearing red paper poppies. Those poppies go on sale next Saturday in the American Legion Auxiliary's annual drive. Show your remembrance of the sacrifice our servicemen made by making this year's poppy sale the biggest yet. Until next Thursday, then, this is James Hilton saying good night.
Look for Hallmark cards that are sold only in stores that have been carefully selected to give you expert and friendly service. Remember, Hallmark cards when you care enough to send the very best. Charles Bickford will soon be seen co-starred with Bing Crosby in the Paramount picture Riding High. This is Frank Goss saying goodnight to you all and inviting you next Thursday and every Thursday to tune in one half hour earlier and listen to the adventures of Casey, crime photographer, followed by the Hallmark Playhouse. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
The Hallmark Playhouse on Tuned to Yesterday from May 26th, 1949 on CBS. In that same year, Charles Bickford, the star, was in two motion pictures, the drama Rosanna McCoy, and in Whirlpool, a film noir, alongside Richard Conte, Jose Ferrara, and Gene Tierney. It's an hour of romance on Tuned to Yesterday. I'm your host, Mark Levanier. And now on to the show romance with the story Summer Song. This from the Columbia Broadcasting System, first on air on July 2nd, 1955.
Now, from Hollywood, romance. The first summer after high school graduation is a bright and wonderful time. 3 long months of sun and sky and balmy nights and moonlight. It's a time to be young, summer is. And if it also brings romance, well, it's a time for that too. But sometimes when the summer is over, a boy finds out he's more than 3 months older, a lot more. So now with Sam Edwards as Scott and Eleanor Tannen as Dana, we bring you transcribed Kathleen Height's charming story, Summer Song.
I guess I'd wanted the job all my life. I'd hung around the country club since I was a kid, caddying and helping Dad work on the greens. But I sure never thought I'd get to be lifeguard there someday. Of course, winning cups in the state high school meets last winter didn't hurt any. And Dad didn't hurt any either. He'd been with the club for 25 years.
Eh? Got it looking good, son. I'll cut that ivy back for you up there behind the diving board.
Oh, I was going to do that.
You tend to your pool. I'll handle the gardening.
Yes, sir.
Well, Scott, you just keep the pool safe and clean. That's your big job. You got to watch the youngsters. They'll be carting soda pop and worse out here. The next thing you know, somebody will cut the foot.
I was thinking I'd ask Mr. Masters if the directors wouldn't pass a rule or something that you couldn't bring bottles out to the pool.
Well, you can ask him, but this isn't the municipal beach, you know. Folks at private clubs don't like too many rules.
They don't like their feet cut either.
No, but... Well, go ahead, ask Mr. Masters. I just kind of doubt if the board of directors will give you the rule, that's all.
Oh, open for business yet?
You're early, Mr. Masters. The pool doesn't open until 10.
Sounds like he's in charge here, doesn't he, Len?
Well, sir, The way he's been talking to me, I think he is.
That's what we want you to do, Scott. Take complete charge.
I'll do my best, sir.
Well, I'm not worried about you. You're your father's son, and you're a good boy, Scott. I'm speaking for all the directors when I tell you we consider ourselves lucky to get you. Well,
thanks very much, Mr. Masters. Dad and I were just talking. I had an idea, sort of a safety net.
Well, don't tell it to me, son. Write it down. Give it to George in the locker room.
All right, sir. I'll do it before I leave tonight.
Well, come to me any time you've got a problem, Scott. I'll do my best for you.
Yes, sir.
Oh, what about swimming lessons? Cappy's been hounding me ever since she heard about the new lifeguard.
Cappy?
My younger daughter. She's 10 years old. And part fish. She's completely fearless when it comes to the water. But she needs some good instruction.
I'll be glad to teach her, sir.
Oh, good. I'll send Cappy around to you. Well, I'm due on the first tee. I just wanted to wish you well.
Thanks again, Mr. Masters.
And goodbye, Scott, Len. Oh, the greens are looking splendid.
Thank you, sir.
He's sure a nice man, isn't he, Dad?
Mm-hmm. We got a lot of nice people out here, son. Don't forget, we're nice people, too. Your mother raised you to be a gentleman. I expect you to act like one.
What are you saying, Dad?
Oh, just do your job here, Scott. Most of the people know you. A lot of the young people were in high school with you. But don't get any ideas of socializing with them. Remember, we don't belong to the club. We just work here.
I knew what Dad meant, and he was right, I knew that too. But I didn't figure it would be any problem. I had my job to do. It was okay to be pleasant, but I never did have any ideas about moving with the rich crowd at the club. Nobody ever made a point of it, but you can tell when you don't belong someplace. No, not that way, Cappy. Hold it a minute.
That, Scott? Am I getting better?
That was pretty bad, friend.
Oh, I thought it was good.
You're not keeping your knees straight like I told you. You kick from your hips, not your knees.
I know that. You keep telling me.
Yeah, but you keep not doing it. Now, come on, let's try it again.
Couldn't we just stop a while? I'm all kicked out.
Well, okay. You take a little rest if you want to.
Help me out?
Sure.
Why don't we order some hot dogs?
Too early for lunch. It isn't even 11 yet.
My stomach doesn't care what time it is. I'm going to order some hot dogs.
Okay, but you can't go back in the pool for at least an hour after you eat.
Aw, Scott.
You get stomach cramps, crazy. I'd have to haul you out and give you artificial respiration.
What's that?
Oh, it's what they call it when you get water out of people's lungs. First, I'd put you on your stomach, turn your head to one side.
Wait a minute. Show me.
Don't be silly.
Come on. Artificially respirate me.
Oh, okay. Get your head off the concrete.
Okay.
Now, turn it to one side now.
Like this?
Now put your elbows out. Hmm? Rest your head on your hands.
I can't. I'm drowned.
Okay, you're drowned. So, to get the water out of your lungs, I gotta push down on your rib cage this way and stop. And then I get you by the elbows.
Hey, that's no fun.
Quiet. You're drowned. And then we start all over again.
That tickles, Scott. Quit it.
Well, this looks like fun.
Uh-huh. Oh, we were just clowning a little.
Well, go ahead. Don't let me bother you.
Oh, Dana, go away. I'm having my lesson.
I think maybe I need a few lessons.
Go on. We don't need you. I'm drowning. Scott's saving my life.
Is that his name? Scott?
Yeah. That's my name.
Cappy talks about you all the time. But I had no idea.
Dana,
that you...
will you please go away? He's my friend.
Mother wants you. She's in the locker room.
She does not. You're just saying that.
Stop whining and go find Mother.
Aw, you make me sick, Dana. I wish you weren't my sister.
You can take that up with Mother, too.
I'll be back, Scott. You wait for me now.
I will, Cappy. She's a cute kid.
She's impossible. Are you a good teacher?
I think so.
What do I have to do to arrange for lessons? Private lessons.
Yeah, from 9 to 11 any morning. You name it.
Uh-uh, too early. Anyway, I think night lessons would be better. Don't you?
No swimming after the pool closes. That's 10 o'clock, in case you've forgotten the rules.
I always forget the rules.
I remembered Dana. I remembered her when she was just a little girl, and I used to caddy sometimes for her mother. I guess she was beautiful. It wasn't so much her hair. It was dark, almost black, and kind of choppy, the way they wear it now. Or her eyes, or the way she moved, or even the way she looked. Except when she looked at me. Like she was amused a little. Like she knew I'd always noticed her. And I always had. Okay, 10 o'clock. Everybody out.
You don't mean me, do you, Scott?
I mean you especially.
But you haven't even seen me swim tonight.
Sure I have. And you still bend your knees when you kick.
Oh.
Come on, Cappy. I gotta lock up now.
I just don't see how it could be 10 o'clock.
Well, it is. And that means you've been in the water off and on for like 12 hours now.
I know. We could clean the pool tonight. Just you and me in that way.
You go down and get a hot shower and get all dressed. Your folks will be looking for you.
You sound just like Dana.
Do I?
Always telling me to run along and do something.
Well, maybe she knows what's best for you.
She doesn't know anything except what she wants. Scott.
Hmm?
Don't let her spoil everything. Just you be my friend, will you?
I'll be your friend, Cappy.
Can I help you clean the pool sometime?
If it's okay with your folks, you can help me.
I like you.
Hey.
I'll see you in the morning.
Now watch your step. Don't run on the wet pavement. What a kid.
Hey, Scott, you around?
Well, yeah, but the pool's closed for the night, Tony.
Yeah, I see it is. You already cut the lights, huh?
You don't look like you're dressed for swimming anyway.
Not unless somebody tosses me in. And believe me, I've seen it happen. I'm looking for Dana, Dana Masters. You know her?
Well, yeah. I know her. I haven't seen her around here, though.
Yeah, she pulled one of her disappearing acts. Thought she might be down here.
No, she isn't.
No. Well, look, if you see her before you leave, tell her everyone's waiting for her, will you? Up in the ballroom?
Yeah. If I see her, sure will.
Yeah, thanks.
Hey, you can't go in there. The pool's closed.
Then why don't you come in and make me get out?
You'd better get out. Tony Lord, all your friends are waiting for you.
What about you?
Look, you can get me in a lot of trouble unless you get out of the pool now.
I came for my lesson, remember? Besides, maybe you'll like getting into a lot of trouble.
I don't think so.
You see? You're not sure. Well, come on in, Scott. The water's fine.
We'll return to romance and our story, Summer Song, in just a moment. Even a liar ought to be believed once in a while when General Parsley Smith, a whale of a whopper teller, takes over Pioneer Dodge City. United States Marshal Matt Dillon learns that under special circumstances, even a liar will tell the truth. Don't miss the story on Gunsmoke, today on CBS Radio. Remember, for adventure and thrills in the Old West, hear Gunsmoke every Saturday in the daytime on most of these same Stars address stations. And now for the second act of Romance.
Dana didn't need any swimming lessons. Dana didn't need any lessons, period. And she was right. The water was fine. With the pool lights off and only a piece of moon shining on the warm water, she was hard to find. Harder still to catch. But I did catch her, finally. Probably just about the time she wanted to be caught.
And now what do we do, Scott?
We'll get you out of here.
I don't think you can. Well, maybe you can. But you don't want to, do you, Scott? Wouldn't you like to just stay here for a while? Close?
Come on, Dana.
My, how strong we are.
Don't ever do that again.
It's such a big mistake to throw a challenge at me, Scott.
Look, I like this job, but if anyone finds you here now, I can lose it.
You don't look like a guy who's afraid of his job.
I just don't want to lose it.
What are you afraid of? So big and strong. You're not afraid of me, are you, Scott?
I'm not afraid of anything. I just want you to get out of here now.
No, you don't.
Don't laugh at me, Dana.
Why, you're trembling. And I don't think it has anything to do with your job.
What are you trying to do?
Still afraid, Scott?
You'd better go now.
It's a long summer. I'll be around for some more lessons.
Dana!
Well?
Nothing. Go on.
You keep right on telling me what to do. I love it.
I haven't been living in a cage, exactly. I'm 19 and I know a couple of things, but I forgot them the first time she came near me. And all night long, I thought about what was beginning. But I never even thought about how it might end.
There! I didn't bend my knees once that time, did I?
Well, no, I guess not, Cappy.
Didn't you see? Oh, Scott, you weren't watching me at all.
Sure I was.
I wish she'd go home.
Hmm?
Dana, look at her, up on the diving tower. She isn't going to dive.
Well, not from there, she isn't. Hey, not from the tower, Dana. Too many people in the pool.
I didn't think you noticed anyone over 10 years old.
Just don't dive from the tower.
With no one up here to stop me, I might have to.
Stay there, will you?
You're not going to carry me down in front of all these people.
You don't have to make it tough on me all the time, do you?
I got you up here. That's all I wanted. It's time you played with girls your own age.
I'm paid to teach Cappy to swim.
I'd keep an eye on me, too. I'm liable to drown or something.
Dana, please.
You're not trembling again, are you, Scott?
Where are you going to be after the pool closes tonight?
That's better.
Where?
I won't be hard to find.
Hey, Dana, will you break it up and come down here?
Shall I go, Scott?
That's up to you.
No, it isn't. Unless you don't want me to stay.
Look, I've got a job to do. I can't do anything about you now.
Hey, what is this? Did you hear me?
I don't like to be yelled at.
Okay. So real quiet-like. Steve and Linda want us to go to the Red Barn with them tonight, okay?
Okay.
But I thought you said that...
Scott, what did you think I said about tonight?
Nothing. Not a single thing.
Hey, watch it, fella.
Watch what?
I'll take care of the girl. You take care of the pool, huh?
It took everything I had not to bust him one right there. I went all hot inside. My throat went dry. And the only thing I knew to do was to dive into the pool. I swam about 6 lengths before I cooled off. And when I finished, all I could hear was her laugh as she walked off with Tony. Now, that was fine. I wish she'd stay with him and never come near me again.
Hi.
Dana.
I said I wouldn't be hard to find.
What do you want?
Silly, silly question.
Look, I don't understand you. You're supposed to be at the Red Barn.
And last night I was supposed to be up in the ballroom, only I wasn't. I was with you. Get in the car, Scott.
Dana, we got to talk a little.
I can't imagine what we'd have to say.
Like today, up on the tower. First you tell me you'll be around tonight.
Well, I'm around.
Then you tell Tony you'll go out with him and your friends. Like we hadn't even talked.
I don't like talk much. Anyway, I thought you'd tell Tony I was busy tonight. I thought it was up to you to say it.
I don't think any of this is up to me.
And if it were?
If it were, I'd...
You see? We don't have to talk. We don't ever have to say anything.
And that's the way it was, a lot of times. Dana'd be waiting for me in my car when I closed the pool for the night. Or she'd just show up where I was. Only she never promised to be anywhere, anytime. And I never knew. Sometimes a couple of days or so would go by, and she'd just smile at me, that way of hers, like we didn't really know each other at all. It got me kind of crazy.
Well, well, look who's got a suit on.
Hello, Scott.
Evening, Mr. Masters. Dana, Tony.
Must be a big occasion, Scott. I've never seen you in anything but your swimming trunks.
Yeah, well, I'm going somewhere.
Something I can help you with, Scott?
Oh, no, sir. I'd like to speak to Dana, if I could.
Well, go ahead. Speak.
I meant if I could speak to you alone. Just a minute.
Well, I don't
know. Dana's having her dinner right now.
I'm sorry. I just thought...
Maybe you thought wrong.
I've finished, Scott. I'll walk out with you. There's something about the pool I want to talk to you about anyway.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry I came. I mean, if I bothered you...
Oh, but
I...
you didn't.
Well, good night.
Good night, Scott.
I hoped I wouldn't have to speak to you about this, Scott, but I think I've kept quiet long enough.
About what, sir?
I gave you more credit than you deserved, apparently. Dana is off-limits, Scott. I don't want you bothering her again.
Bothering her? Mr. Masters,
There's nothing for us to discuss. I've said all there is to say, and I mean it. You leave my daughter alone.
I will. I sure will. You can count on it.
We'll call this a warning, Scott. Maybe you didn't know, but last year's guard lost his job for pestering Dana.
Clean the pool with you than anything I can think of.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
I'll bet we're having more fun than they are, don't you?
Then they are?
Sure, you know, Dane and Tony.
What about them?
You know, they've gone to the mountains, up with Tony's folks.
No, I didn't know.
Sure, for the rest of the summer. Isn't that swell?
All summer?
Yeah. Now she won't be around bothering us, will she? I mean, now you can just be my friend.
Yeah, Cappy. Just your friend.
Romance is produced and directed by Norman McDonald with editorial supervision by Het Mannheim. You have heard Summer Song, specially written for romance by Kathleen Height, starring Sam Edwards with Eleanor Tannen. Featured in the cast were Joseph Kearns, Mary McGovern, Lee Millar, and Ralph Moody. This is Joe Walters inviting you to hear Romance, transcribed next week at this same time. Tonight, return with CBS Radio to the 21st Precinct. Everett Sloan stars as Captain Kennelly, the hard-working boss of the hard-working cops of the 21st Precinct. Meet the police as real police. Hear the details of their everyday risks. Stories of people who come to the police for help, and those who keep as much space as possible between themselves and the law. Remember, tonight on most of these stations, 21st Precinct returns to the Star's address. Stay tuned now for Gunsmoke, which follows immediately over most of these same stations.
Romance on Tuned 2 yesterday with the story Summer Song from July 2nd, 1955 on CBS. That brings to a close this hour of Romance on Tuned 2 yesterday. Be sure to be with us next time for more great programs from radio's past. Until our next hour together, I'm Mark LeVonier. Thanks for tuning in.